This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, we've been receiving some cyber threats, we meaning America and the FBI, that our hospitals are going to get hit again with ransomware. And I don't know if you guys remember what happened to the UHC system. That was kind of a mess where you couldn't order tests and order x-rays and imaging, and, you know, because we went from being paper-based and being able to grab a chart and order a test to now everything electronic. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Democrats in terms of extending ballot counting in, I believe, Pennsylvania and North Carolina. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about getting veterans back into the workplace as they come back from their tours. And the Girl Scouts of America had to take down a tweet. All right, we'll talk about why that got so controversial. Usually the Girl Scouts, you know, they just get a lot of, you know, shade for some of their cookies not being too chocolatey, but now they're in trouble for a tweet. And then the most dramatic news today is Bed Bath & Beyond. Is it Bath & Body Works or Bed Bath & Beyond? I think Bed Bath & Beyond might be stopping coupons. As you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so camping gurus, I need to ask you something. Okay, so this is what's going on in my life with camping. Okay, so as you guys know, I got two boys. Oh, little Stony Boo and Brocky Boo. Oh my gosh, little babies. Like, isn't it? Okay, anyway, so they're big boys. Stone is 20, gonna be 21. Alibi, and then Brock is just turned 18. So Brock, you know, because apparently school's out because we got Nevada Day and things like that, for some reason he's got a four-day weekend. I tell you, these kids are such slackers, right? Even on a four-day weekend, I still worked at school. Don't ask. He's going on a camping trip. Oh, my baby on a camping trip, okay? So, you know, he's ready to just kind of go and wing it and sleep on the ground or whatever. Okay, well, me being a mom, I'm thinking, oh, hell no. Okay, you know, we need to make sure you have your toilet paper, you know, bring a knife, you know, just in case there's like a bear. My husband's like, there's no bears in the area. They're going to be there. You know, so I had to bring a weapon, like a knife or something, and I don't know, it's like a little pocket knife. And then I told him to, you know, gas up the car because he's going to take the car. I told him to bring some pillows, you know, maybe get an air mattress and all that. So last night, my husband's sitting there kind of pulling out his hair. Right? Last night, we just set up everything for my baby's camping trip because he's going by himself with a couple of friends. My baby, leave mama. I know, he's not even my mama. And the accent starts coming out because I really start to get all emotional, like, oh, my baby will leave. So anyway, we have the tent, I mean, the air mattress that we have for him is like bigger than Corey's in my bed. I mean, it is huge. And then he's got this tent, and the tent could fit a family of four, you know, but it's just for him, I guess. And then he packed a whole bunch of food. Apparently, my husband and he went grocery shopping, so he has a big, we're talking like one night of camping. So he has like all these like, you know, Lunchables, and there's all this chocolate and water bottles and things like that. And, you know, I told him to take an antibiotic, not to take the antibiotic, but I had some extra antibiotics from like, I don't know, maybe an old UTI. I go, they're expired, but here, I didn't use them all. Take these just in case you need an antibiotic. And then I wanted to pack him some Dermabond, you know, so you could kind of glue a wound together if he had to. So my son, who has a Jeep, my old Jeep, I don't know if you guys have ever seen my Jeep, you know, just kind of speeding down the highway, you know, all dirty and never detailed. He's got my Jeep. So it's just completely filled to the rim of stuff. Oh, yeah, and a suitcase. I told him to take a suitcase. I don't know, just in case he goes hunting. He's not hunting, but just in case he finds something that he wants to eat, he can put in the suitcase and not get his other clothes dirty. So, I mean, to me, I think for my son's first camping trip by himself as a big boy, oh, my baby's such a big boy, I just feel, you know, he needs to have, you know, he needs to be ready. Meanwhile, my husband's like, this is ridiculous, okay? Yeah, because my husband's a big backpacker. He backpacks a lot, and, you know, he could basically live on, he could take a twig. He's like my MacGyver. He could take a twig. He could cook with it. He could dental floss with it. He could, you know, hunt with it. I mean, he's that kind of guy. Yet, you know, Brock, you know, he really hasn't kind of been trained. He doesn't even know who MacGyver is. I know. I really need to play the reruns for him because, oh, yeah, and then I packed him bubble gum. Again, MacGyver was able to use bubble gum. I go, just in case, you know, you need to make any sort of explosive, here's some bubble gum. So my question to you guys is, if you went hunting, or not hunting, if you went camping with somebody, he's not hunting, if you went camping with somebody, and, you know, they were like, look, I don't have anything, I'm just roughing it. Would you rather camp with them, or would you rather camp with somebody who has the food and the beer and the extra toilet paper and maybe the baby wipes and an air mattress and a bigger tent and an extra scarf and some extra gloves? You see what I mean? You see, I think, no. You guys are all trying to be, no, we're going to rough it. No. Now, because I've seen dudes, okay, because we've gone camping. And they'll come over to campsite going, sorry, man, you know, do you guys have coffee? I'm like, you see, you need coffee, really. You're supposed to be, you know, a big, burly dude, and you need to, you know, have your Maxwell house, really. So, I get it. You know, when guys camp and when guys do stuff, they need to show that they are, you know, the burliest and the machoest, and they could do it with the least amount of stuff. And so if you have somebody that kind of has, you know, a battery-powered generator, right, or a cappuccino machine, okay, they're not going to rank very high with the dudes. They're going to rank very high with mama because I'm like, oh, my baby's prepared. But they're not going to really rank very high with the dudes. So I worry right now that my son is dumping the stuff out of the Jeep so he looks cool. So he walks up there looking like he's just going to sleep on the dirt. And I just think that's stupid. So my question to you is, would you rather camp with somebody that has the toilet paper and has maybe the baby shampoo and the conditioner and maybe some extra deodorant and the tampons and whatever, or I told him to pack tampons. Well, because I don't know if there's going to be a girl there. And think about it. Any dude that thinks, like, you know what? I got to make sure I have feminine products for the babes. I think it's a cool dude. So I don't know if there's any girls coming on this trip. Oh, I should have told him condoms. Hold on. I got to go call him. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to shorten our breaking news because we're going to, our guest has switched a couple of earlier. But really quickly here, Tropical Storm Zeta is now racing across the southeast after slamming into Louisiana as a powerful Category 2 hurricane. It has been leaving a trail of damage, more than 2 million homes and businesses in the dark in Atlanta. It pounded New Orleans originally with winds and water, splintered homes, and it was a Category 2 when it hit southeastern Louisiana coast on Wednesday. Zeta has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but still with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour, and it's about 100 miles, I believe, northeast of Asheville, North Carolina. We got flash flooding. Apparently an awning was just kind of sheared off a gas station. Buildings, walls blown open. This was not a light storm. for him. And I know with all the political news, it wasn't covered to the degree. Luckily, hopefully, Louisiana, Georgia, most of the Gulf states have been warned. We'll keep you guys posted on that, and we'll get back to it a little bit later in the hour. Also, French President Emmanuel Macron is declaring that France is under attack. It's had to bolster security in schools and religious sites after three churchgoers were killed, including one woman who reportedly was decapitated in a knife attack in the southern city of Nice. So Macron's announcement is now resulting in increased deployments of around 3,000, currently to 7,000 soldiers to schools and religious sites around the country, and this came after the attack that left two women and a man dead and several others in the Notre Dame Basilica. So we're gonna come back around to this story, but France is unfortunately declaring that they're under attack, and this kind of goes back to the prophet cartoons of Muhammad. And like I said, we'll get back to that. So joining us next is I'm very excited about our next guest. They are going to discuss with us how to help veterans go from the front lines into business ownership. So with us today is Sita Goff, Director of Veteran Entrepreneurs at the PenFed Foundation, and Sergeant Trill Pollen, CEO founder of Free to Feed, Operation Iraqi Freedom Veteran and current VIP Master's Program participant. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Oh, Sita, thank you so much. Sorry, I hope I didn't get anybody's name wrong. So, yes, talk to us about what the veterans are facing.
Absolutely. So, the PenFed Foundation in 2018 started the Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program, mainly as a response to help veterans that were looking to start businesses help tackle the accessing capital. And we see this big shift back from this entrepreneurial spirit. After World War II, those veterans returning home, 50% of them started businesses. And now 4.5% start businesses. That's a sharp decline. Mm-hmm. And we at the PenFed Foundation look at our mission as being able to help at least help with this hurdle. And we do that through three main lines of operation: that's education, preparation through our master's program, and investment as well. And we're excited that Trill Pollen is part of our master's program, where we're helping companies, veteran-owned and veteran-led companies, raise capital for them to scale and grow their businesses.
Absolutely. And thank you both for your service. Honestly, we just can't imagine, having the freedoms that we have, especially during, this election time. Thank God for you guys and all you do. It must be really difficult now with the unemployment rate, trying to, absorb our heroes coming back and, bringing them into the workforce. This must be one of the most challenging times.
I think it's a challenging time for everyone, but you're right. There's always been a challenge of transitioning from the military to civilian life, but veterans come with the skill set that they learn while in the military, the sense of service that brought them there, and that ability to bring that into a business, whether it be an entrepreneurial endeavor or an established business, is absolutely critical, especially at a time where right now where, over this last year, I've heard in numerous different ways that we're at war, whether it be at a war against the pandemic or at war, overseas, and who best to lead us through war against a pandemic or an economic war than those who are trained for it.
Exactly. Sergeant Trill, tell us about your journey from Operation Iraqi Freedom to now founder and CEO of Free to Feed.
Yes, thank you. So as you mentioned, I am an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran. I deployed to Iraq in 2007 to 2008, and when I returned from overseas, I felt the need to take advantage of all of the opportunities that were afforded to me in the United States, which was not available to those in the country that I had just left, especially for women. So I returned from overseas and decided to pursue a PhD in cellular and molecular biology. In my last year of grad school, we started our family, and our daughter had awful colic. She screamed all of the time, and she eventually had her symptoms continue to escalate, rash, reflux, all the way to bloody stool, and eventually she was admitted to the hospital, and it was determined that she had severe food allergies, was reacting to proteins transferred from my diet to my breast milk.
Oh, man.
So today I have founded Free to Feed. We help parents navigate infant food allergies, and we're starting by creating a test strip that will allow moms to test their breast milk for the presence of allergens in their own home. So any parents that are navigating this space right now, maybe you have a colicky baby or rash or reflux or any of the other, you know, slew of potential symptoms, we're available to help you at freetofeed.com.
Okay, great, great. And yes, can you, yes, please give us the website on how people can get more information.
Yes, so for Free to Feed, it's free and then tofeed.com.
Fantastic. Sita and Sergeant Paul, Trill, thank you guys so much for joining us. I know that you had to have a schedule change. Would love to have you back. Good luck, and again, thank you both for your service.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great day.
All right, don't go away, guys. Oh, actually, we're still good. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, some of the stories we're going to be talking about is surrounding some new news when it comes to the coronavirus spread. And I think a lot of you guys have been very concerned about the, shall we say, huge spikes. And one of the unfortunate headlines we received today is that the rapid coronavirus spread is leaving contact tracers unable to track all cases. So while you're hearing that we need to control the spread, we need to wear the masks, we need to, you know, be able to allow people to contact trace, we're starting to get some information that the contact tracers are overwhelmed. I live in Nevada. In Nevada, the governor explained to us that the positivity rates have now increased up, back up to 10%. There's been some terminology that many of you have been asking me on in terms of test positivity, in terms of unique persons. And so what we're going to do in the next segment is we're going to kind of break that down, because I think a lot of people are wondering what happened. We were told that in some states they decided to change their counting measures. And so with their counting measures, if they, shall we say, you know, counted it one certain way, and then all of a sudden the next month we're hearing that cases spiked, but it was a different way to count. Are these states kind of doing us a disservice, changing the way something's done, and then we have different numbers, but it's not the same scale? It's kind of like, you know, apples and oranges. And so, you know, in science and medicine, whenever we do a test or whenever we, you know, run a vaccine trial or whatever, we need to have consistency. And so if we say, well, these many people, you know, improved, or this many people showed a positive, throughout that study, we use the same counting measures. And I'm not criticizing any states for changing their counting measures. I think, you know, where this is still a learning curve, and, you know, we need to kind of evolve as we're learning more about coronavirus. But on the flip side, we're comparing startling numbers. We're starting to shut down cities. And if it's because we change the way we count, whoa, what's going on? So when we come back, I'm going to try to kind of clarify some of the things, because I know many of you guys are pretty upset and pretty scared. It's a pretty stressful time, so hopefully we could kind of, you know, ease that for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still pushing the White House on a new economic stimulus package.
It's sinful that we have not addressed protecting the lives of the American people on the path that this president has taken.
The Democrat telling reporters she wants more money for state and local governments and dollars to ensure safety at schools. Meanwhile, Republicans feel that's a bailout for cities that were poorly run. The Twitter account of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was suspended for a post praising the success of the southern border wall. Morgan reacting to that news on Twitter.
So with all due respect, Twitter, you're locking my account. Doesn't pass the BS test.
Twitter saying the account violated rules for hateful conduct. USA Radio News. Florida is the center of the political universe today. Both President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning in the Sunshine State. They are both holding events in Tampa. The Girl Scouts of America sent a tweet congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her nomination to the Supreme Court, only to delete the tweet and apologize later. The original post shared by a news reporter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, included the caption, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789, ending with an emoji of a hand raised up. According to CAL FIRE, nearly 5,000 firefighters are battling 22 wildfires in California. CAL FIRE also announcing seasonable weather conditions will persist across California on Thursday as red flag warnings have expired. Firefighters earlier this week responding to 23 new wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you again for your calls and your questions and your comments and your emails at drdahlia.com. So, some of you guys kind of were scratching your heads after a press conference we had in Nevada where a reporter had asked the governor's task force about the change in counting measures. And so, and like I said, I mean, you know, states are going to evolve. We're, you know, still trying to figure this out. And, you know, I'm not here to defend or criticize, but I'm going to try to explain what might be happening in some of the states and why, you know, we really don't have our poop together. We really, really don't. So, when we originally were starting to deal with COVID, we didn't have testing. We didn't have enough testing. So we guessed, and the CDC said, look, okay, if it talks like a duck, acts like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck. So you can put on the death certificate if you think it's COVID. Hospitals were overwhelmed with people who weren't going to pay, and I believe it was government funding that was going to help, you know, the hospital if they had to do a workup for COVID or treatment for COVID. And mind you, we were in the dearth of pneumonia season and flu season. So, you know, people coming in with respiratory symptoms was, you know, going to be a given anyway. So hospitals got overwhelmed. Slowly the tests came. Okay? So we started to test people. And then we would say, all right, if we tested 100 people and 14 of them turned up positive, there was a 14% of the people are showing up positive. Now, okay, but that's if only 100 people were tested. So they had to kind of teach us what their terms were going to be. However, each state might have been doing their terms a little differently. So, for example, you're going to see the term testing encounters. All right. Testing encounters, if somebody goes, all right, we've had, let's say, a 50% positivity in 100 testing encounters, all right, that would to me mean 50%, right, were positive. But the testing encounter might mean different things depending on the state. So, for example, if you go to get a test done, that's an encounter. All right, like when I see a patient, it's called an encounter. That one time I see you, it's an encounter. Now, I might do five things within that one encounter. I might check a urine sample. I might do a pap smear. I might check a prostate if you have both a uterus and a prostate. I might run a blood test. I might run an EKG. It's one encounter. I get paid for one encounter, but I might do multiple things. Some states, if you test positive for COVID, it's going to be counted as one. But if they do, let's say, a antigen test and a PCR, a DNA test, and they both come up positive, one state will say those are two encounters or two positive tests. Others might only say one. You see how confusing that is? Okay, to me, anytime you go to get tested, it's an encounter. But what if somebody gets two tests at the same time, at the same encounter? It's rare, but that could skew the numbers. Then the other thing that was happening was originally with COVID, they were looking at unique people. Meaning, if you tested COVID once, you're just counted as one. So, let's say you got COVID in March, and then you tested again in April or May, and you still tested positive. Some states are like, that's just one, okay? Because it could be the same COVID, and the test is just still showing up positive. Other states counted each positive test. So if you tested positive three times before you finally tested negative to go back to work, now you have three, whereas another state it's only one. And so I believe we call those unique persons, or, unfortunately, with the terminology, it really could be a lot simpler than this. And so our state in Nevada, from what I understand, switched some of their counting measures, okay? And I think they might have done it to improve the overcounting of people still showing positive? Because what happened is we realized that somebody might still show a positive for weeks. Look at what happened with George Floyd. George Floyd was positive for COVID 5 weeks later when he was examined postmortemly. May he rest in peace. So how was he positive April 1 or April 3rd? And then how was he positive at the end of May? Was it because the test just still showed a positive? He still had antigen in the system? Or did he get infected twice? Now, there's some debate. Some health experts are like, wait a second, how did you know it was the same illness? If that person tested positive two different times and there was a big gap between those times, that should be a completely second new test. So even the health experts, I don't think, kind of are agreeing in each state on how we need to count these. So we're hearing that the numbers are going through the roof. Well, one of the reasons why the numbers did rise but death rates dropped is because we had more tests. And we've spoken about this. As we have more COVID tests, we could then test people and find out they're positive. I haven't been sick, knock on wood. I haven't had a cough. I haven't had a fever. But what if it's floating around the air conditioning? Or, you know, somebody walked by the studio and who knows? And, I mean, you know, I could show a positive. Who knows? And so those of us that just haven't gotten tested or haven't needed to get tested or our work isn't requiring us to get tested, all of a sudden if we're told, guys, go get tested, the numbers are going to go up. Okay? Mind you, I really attribute the death rate to going down to two things. One is the virus might have weakened and not been so lethal, even though it's strengthened in terms of being infectious. But two is we really weren't in flu and pneumonia season throughout the summer. So even though we still had deaths, it wasn't to the same degree as we did during flu and pneumonia season. So now that we're coming into another flu and pneumonia season, people are a little freaked out. So contact tracers. Contact tracers are getting overwhelmed. We heard in Philadelphia they just can't keep up because they have, quote unquote, so many cases. Well, remember when we talked about the difference between pandemic and epidemic? With epidemic, you want to prevent the spread. You want to close in. You know, when you have somebody sick, you want to get to all their contact tracings. But once it's a pandemic, you're just trying to lower the spread. It's already beyond your control. So contact tracing is nice, and I get why we're spending the millions of dollars on contact tracing, but we're in a pandemic. This is a virus that's already all out there. I mean, there are people with it that don't even know they have it. There's people that have it that are testing negative. So unfortunately, the contact tracers, not to mention, there's people that don't really want to be on a government list. They don't trust the government. They're hearing stories that they might get tattooed or they might be forced to get a vaccine or whatever. So you have contact tracers going, nope, that wasn't me. Sorry, that was my doppelganger, and hangs up. So the contact tracing, I mean, I don't want to say to, you know, do away with it, but, you know, if we're spending millions and millions of dollars on contact tracers who aren't even getting accurate information because people won't give it to them, and they're giving them a hard time, and, you know, people don't remember who they were around 14 days ago. I don't even know where I had lunch 2 days ago. How am I going to tell you who was I near? There's no way to do the contact tracing right. Now, Fauci has brought up that once the vaccine does come in, to play, we can't abandon public health measures, which is something we knew. He's right. You know, just because we have a vaccine and only half the country might get it by choice, the other half the country is saying, nah, I don't think I want it, then we aren't really going to have enough vaccine for everybody anyway. Once we've done the mask and the plexiglass and the social distancing, I don't really see people going, you want to know what? You don't have to protect yourself. If you're coughing or sneezing during flu season, no. It's okay. We have a vaccine for coronavirus. Okay? Remember, everybody's gotten a crash course in microbiology. All right? They don't want rhinovirus. They don't want an enterovirus. Right? They don't want E. coli. All right? They don't want herpes. So I think people are, you know, starting to just embrace, you know what, we're going to do like China, we're going to have masks for a long time. That is going to pose problematic for businesses, though. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Today, man. many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court ruled in favor of, quote, Democrats in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, allowing the states to extend their dates to count mail-in ballots. Now, many of you have kind of wondered, why does this help Democrats and not help Republicans? Well, it depends on how you look at mail-in ballots. If you believe the majority of people mailing in ballots are going to be honest and, you know, done by seniors and, you know, sent it, then, you know, this could help the Republicans. But if you think that the mail-in ballots might be, shall we say, dumped into the mailbox, depending what early poll numbers show, that could then cause some room for fraud. You know, the way elections have been set up throughout the centuries is you have one day to do it. And you know, minus the absentee ballots, you know, for those who are overseas, et cetera, and or in another state, I get that. But they don't really give election results too early. They want people shall we say, biased. They don't want them coerced. They want them to just go up to the polls, and then when the polls close, and it's done. If the mail-in ballots are done before Election Day postmarked, that should limit some of the suspicious activity in terms of waiting for the poll numbers. The problem is who's watching people going up to the mailboxes? And, you know, people have access to printing. I'm still blown away that there were ballots that were sent to people without President Trump's name on it. I mean, if I was a Democrat, I would be very scared about that, too. I mean, you know, the fraud can work both ways. I mean, if somebody has the ability to make a ballot that doesn't have one candidate, then who's to say there's not somebody making a ballot without your candidate? So I'm very surprised that we just don't have more unity on this. I don't see this. So apparently, both sides, I guess, in the election right now have been dueling, and the Supreme Court didn't so much rule. What they did is they left in place the extensions that North Carolina and Pennsylvania have for the mail-in ballots. So what we're being told is it was a ruling, I believe, from one of the lower courts, and they rejected an appeal. So let me see here. So the court declined to take up the challenge from Pennsylvania Republicans over the state's mail-in ballot deadline. So it's leaving in place the state Supreme Court decision that ballots can be received up to 3 days after the election. But get this, even if there is no legible postmark. Now that's a little suspect. They said later the court allowed for counting ballots in North Carolina received up to 9 days after the election as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. 9 days. To not know who the next president is by November 12th. You know, now, if it's a landslide in either state. And, you know how we'll see, you know, 5% of the vote is in and then they already call it? And you're like, what is CNN and Fox News talking about? How are they calling it? They only have 5% of the vote or 13% of the vote. Well, it's because, you know, maybe they have higher numbers than that, but it's because if, let's say, the mail-in ballots or whatever, you know, if, let's say, they only have X amount of people in the state that could vote and they've already kind of surpassed that, then I don't know. I just worry that if we have more ballots than people should have had in that state, that's automatic fraud and the whole thing should be done over. That's me. That's how I look at it. Anyway, the Supreme Court's decisions of Pennsylvania and North Carolina, two obvious, you know, big states when it comes to the election, came one day after the court rejected an appeal from Democrats to allow mail-in ballots in Wisconsin to be received 3 days after Election Day, so long as they were postmarked by November 3rd. So I'm not sure why it's not okay in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, but it was okay in Wisconsin or vice versa. I'm not sure. But obviously the courts are going to come into play. They're going to play a very pivotal role. Hopefully the mail-in ballots that haven't gotten in are such a small fraction where, you know, it won't matter. And the people that went to the polls, you know, decide, you know, have, and mind you, I want a mail-in ballot to count, but I just don't trust the ones that are being thrown in at the last minute. You know, I told all our family members who were older, I go, guys, go to the mailbox now. Okay, don't be going to the mailbox on election day. And I kind of told all my family members to get their acts together. If not, you know, we would help, you know, them, would bring them to the mailbox, okay? Not the ballot. We would bring the family member to the mailbox. I just wanted to make sure everybody got their votes in. Now, if the election is close, and if Pennsylvania, for instance, let's say is a divisive state, and the ballots received after November 3rd can make a difference, the legal issues surrounding mail-in ballots, according to CNN, could suddenly catapult to be a major, major issue. Republicans seek to toss ballots received after November 3rd. Democrats argue for including them. Okay, so why? Why would Republicans want to throw out ballots that could possibly have President Trump's name on it? You know, unless they're expecting, you know, that many of those ballots that are coming at the last minute are going to be, you know, false or going to be fake. So Pennsylvania officials notified the Supreme Court on Wednesday that the state had issued guidance to county boards to securely segregate ballots received after election day. That's a quote, securely segregate, quote, allowing them to be identified in case of future legal action. In Minnesota, the Trump campaign filed an action against the Secretary of State to segregate mail-in ballots received late, while Republicans appeal a federal court decision keeping in place a 7-day period for ballots to arrive late, so long as they're postmarked by Election Day. The deadlines for receiving mail-in ballots vary by states. In 28 states, all the ballots have to be received by Election Day. But in 22 states and District of Columbia, they could be postmarked by Election Day but arrive later. Now, I'm not really sure which states these are, but there's some rumors that the majority of states that are like ballots have to be received on election day are more of the, I hate to use the term red state, blue state, but more of the Republican-leaning states versus the Democrat states. So, you know, I get that absentee ballots come in late. I get that. I mean, you know, our absentee ballot system has for the most part worked, and it's allowed our veterans, or it's allowed our, you know, military to vote. It's allowed people who, you know, were sick to vote. It's a nice option. But once we decided to give everybody mail-in ballots and just mass mail ballots to everybody, the room for fraud increased exponentially. I mean, we didn't do an encrypted vote by internet. And I get it. You couldn't, because not everybody has access to internet. I get that. But then, you know, then those people could have gotten absentee ballots. But when we have millions upon millions and millions and millions of mail-in ballots circulating out there, when we know some have been thrown away, and when we know some of them haven't even had the president's name on them, I just don't know what we could trust. Not to mention, when I went to a poll to vote, I mean, they made sure they knew it was me. You know, they put stickers on it. They gave me the warning that if I vote twice, I could go to jail. And I mean, it was, you know, I really felt like it was streamlined to make sure that there was no fraud going on. But then, you know, with the mail, it's like a leaky faucet. So, I think close to 80 million Americans have already voted. We have no idea if, you know, a bunch of those ballots were, you know, people just, you know, voting themselves, or was it a bunch of people kind of ran to the mailbox and threw ballots in there, and who knows what's on it. So, it's a mess. 1-877-DOT-BELLY, don't go away. Rebel.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.